Acts of misinterpreted surrender. From a car, a woman yells, "Pick a lane, bitch." And thusly, you are welcomed to the jungle. A kind of chosen birthday with no perfect pianoness. A kind of chosen Milwaukee with no abyss. The instant becomes funny and numerous beyond the lake's glassier, exacting mirror, as if of a note's three parts you chose the middle eternal. Take away a thinker's thuses, and her mouth lacks giving. Take her contradictions, and she lights up like the fire climax pine. And this whole time, did you notice the little tired flea? His grain of rice is raised. What a gorgeous way to say bless you. The movies. No one knows the exact depth of the witch's cauldron, though I've seen enough to be familiar with its volume, cute newt. Same with earthquakes. During one, it's hard to think in blueprints. I moved from Hollywood to not Hollywood and found the deaths of imaginary friends to be gifts of distance. The highway acts as fiction's servant. In 2002, I watched over 58 films. I learned one way to get stronger, break every bone. It's the golden rule over the golden rectangle. Between 2004 and 2006, I worked as an usher at an art house theater. I learned the life of a thing divorced from action doesn't make it dead. I see fewer movies now, find dreams more comfortable further from the bed. The places between breaks, I suppose, are weaker in relation.